helping Giles to relax. This natural superiority continued to manifest itself when he crept into the washroom. Clifton had neither a toothbrush nor toothpaste, and had to borrow from me. The following morning, when we joined the other boys for breakfast, my superiority was even more apparent, when it became clear that Clifton had never been introduced to a spoon, because he licked his porridge bowl.
The woman moves at constant speed, speaking quiet Japanese. He thinks, I have just come from there. Simon contemplates the signals that she casts and receives, their transmission close to the perfection of instantaneity. One day people will move like signals, not him, not her, but perhaps her direct descendant. The laws of physics are known to alter radically in the very cold, and a culture will arise that unmasks that zero, too. The floor is partitioned by brief
internal
walls.
Underground lairs in case the cops bust in and confiscate our moonshine. Abby much preferred to drink in a place with a view, or at least some daylight. Or at the very least, a cocktail list she could read without shining the face of her phone over it. Turns out, she didn't need to. What do you think you're doing? A familiar voice from behind her asked. Trying to see what Batman's serving down here in his cave, she replied, taking him in as he sat down in the chair opposite her, having kissed her lightly on the lips before he did so.
Chapter 1. Jacob's Peak, Mitchell River National Park, Victoria. When the flicker of life left their eyes, the pupils dilated and oil black, the surface marble dry, he knew they were dead. Yet against all rationale, he sensed they could still see, judging him as he prepared the grave. That's why he closed their eyes. That's why he turned their faces away.
It turned out Joe's mum, Shirley, hadn't changed that much at all either. She was still an older, harder-featured version of Amy. Her hair was bottle blonde now instead of natural, and the million tiny lines around her mouth from the cigarettes she smoked back to back, probably even in her sleep, had deepened, but that was it. Those changes didn't really draw Joe's attention much, though. Not after she noticed the familiar stilted way Shirley was moving around the kitchen, grimacing as she undertook even the simple task of pouring boiling water into a teapot. Nope, not much had changed at all.
You have to walk into those change rooms as if you've played for Australia and start acting like you're a professional cricketer who's at the top of his game. His strong words put me in my place. All right, I replied grumpily. I'll think about it. I got into my Mazda 929, put on the CD player, blasted Guns N' Roses, and sped away from the whacker as quickly as I could, my tires screeching. I was angry. I hadn't enjoyed hearing the truth from someone I looked up to. Gradually, Justin's words sank in.